The Interview.
Several days of gun violence shaking the city of Kent, particularly the West Hill neighborhood. The mayor, Dana Ralph, joins us on the line to discuss what's going on. Mayor, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having us, Jason.
So you had three shootings in just a matter, really, of hours when you think about it. What exactly is going on?
So three shootings in a period of 4 days. From what we are able to piece together at this point, it is clearly a turf war, gangs and drugs, exactly what you would expect when you see that amount of violence involving guns.
Yeah, and in one case, there was someone who ends up getting shot at a vigil honoring someone who was killed.
Correct. That third shooting was at a vigil for the fatality that had happened 2 days earlier.
I'm glad you're calling it gang violence. There are lots of folks, particularly in that region, that decide to not call it gang violence. I don't know why in Federal Way, for example, they don't openly say they're dealing with some gang violence issues. You're saying it's gang related. So what is the plan to go after it?
So we've got to address this on multiple levels. My police department and detectives are working on the criminal side. Then the next step is going to be making sure that when those involved are arrested, that they are held in detention, that the prosecutor chooses to file charges and prosecute, and that our judges then, you know, if found guilty, sentence them.
None of which is in your control, right? I mean, at the end of the day, because we've talked about this on the show for a very long time and been on Fox News talking about it even today, this is not something that you can control. It's not something I can control. It's something that the prosecutor can, a judge can, and they're choosing not to. So what can be done, in your view, to put more pressure on the right people to make sure that they're doing their jobs?
So, yeah, that is absolutely the most frustrating part of this, is that we as a city can solve crimes, we can arrest people, but then beyond that, if anything felony level is out of our hands. So I reached out to the King County Executive's Office yesterday, requested that a meeting be convened between City of Kent, Executive's office, the prosecutor's office, the courts, detention, and juvenile detention, because the sad reality is we have 14, 15, and 16-year-olds involved in this violence.
But you're gonna have that conversation with an executive who says no youth jail. He doesn't want to put people in jail.
No, and right, and not going to disagree with that. So we're going to be pushing back. I'm also working with our South County mayors. All of us are in a very similar position when it comes to the violence that's occurring, and we are going to be requesting that people be prosecuted, that people be held in jail. There's no other way around it. This experiment of lack of accountability that we've all been living in for the last few years, and, you know, COVID aside, because that has reduced jail population for safety and all of those kinds of things. Well, but the reality is, for quite some time in King County, we have been not holding people accountable, and it's not
exactly
working. The violence is getting worse, and it's not fair to our residents. It's not okay, and we need to be heard, and we need to have changes.
You do, and I'm glad that you're taking this on. My question then becomes, how far are you willing to go to call out King County Executive Dale Constantine or King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg or anybody else who continues to stand in the way? I think you're meeting with them in good faith. You want them to change their mind. I think you know that they're likely not going to. They might give you some lip service, but they're clearly not going to change the direction that they've taken this county and really this state in. So how far are you willing to go to publicly call them out along with other mayors in cities that are being impacted?
So what I can tell you is we actually have been the mayors of the four largest cities in South King County. We've been in conversation for quite some time regarding these issues. I am going to start by obviously being very respectful, and I have to give credit to the executive's office. They responded very quickly yesterday with their willingness to convene. We're going to start there and then keep, you know, take it where we need to take it. This isn't something we can just shrug our shoulders and hope that it'll go away.
Yeah.
It will continue to get worse until the people committing these crimes realize that there's consequences.
And, exactly.
And, you know, and that can come in a variety of forms, but generally it's through the criminal justice system.
Yeah, not restorative justice programs of finger painting and art therapy that, it turns out, doesn't actually work for the 16-year-old who's already using a gun to shoot at somebody else. At that point, I'm less concerned about their future than I am about the future victims. I'm all for restorative justice if you want to do it with that 16, 17, 18-year-old kid. You just do that in jail. If they're already using a gun, if they're already shooting people, then sorry, I'm no longer going to side with compassion towards anyone other than the future victims. We've been talking... I'll give you the last word.
We've got to keep our community safe, and that's the key.
100%. I'm glad you're taking on this fight. Again, we've been talking with the mayor of Kent, Dana Ralph. Mayor Ralph, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.
Absolutely. Now this... Mm-hmm.